Good morning, it is August 28, 2013. The time is 06:42 hours on this Wednesday morning as I remember those flyboys. The flyboys that I'm referring to are those of the Italian Frecce Tricolori, members of the 313th Gruppo Addestramento Acrobatico. It's an air acrobatic team of the Italian Air Force that I had the pleasure and honor of seeing 4 to 5 times in my Air Force career, the first being there at Aviano Air Base in northern Italy, at the base of the Italian Prealps. The Tricolore was screaming across the airfield, displaying their colors, the 10 aircraft. What a magnificent sight. I had a very unique opportunity to see the Italian Air Tricolore display fly at Griffiths Air Force Base in the summer of 1987. Another grand display of their ability of flight. And I ended up the next day crossing paths with the Italian colonel that flew the slot plane there for the 10 plane team, congratulating him, thanking him for the display that he and his team had conducted the day prior. Little did I know that tragedy would strike a year later, August 28, 1988, at Ramstein, West Germany, at Ramstein Airfield, 15 years ago today. One jet collided with two others, plunging into the crowd, the spectators, killing 70 people, injuring many more. A tragic accident. A tragic accident that someone we all know was there and witnessed it firsthand, and that was Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold. And it's something that I can't even imagine, though I've been on crash sites being an Air Force firefighter in my career at the when I was in the Air Force. But that must have been a horrific sight to see the Italian Air Tricolore and the devastation that was done on that summer day, a day that was supposed to be for enjoyment, to watch the Tricolore display their colors, to put the crowd in awe. But 15 years ago today, they crashed. But I still remember the aerobatic team of the Italian Tricolore, Frecce Tricolore, screaming by because they left a very good, positive memory when they were flying high in the sky and bringing enjoyment to the people that watched them. A lot of rules changed in air acrobatic displays at airfields as far as how close people could get to the runway and such. 15 years ago, I remember those flyboys.